the songs I like to sing at Pilgrim Camp is number 57 in our hymn books. And that is, I sing the mighty power of God, that may the mountains rise. Aren't you glad the Lord made the mountains rise so we could enjoy his presence here? Praise God. Last night we spoke about the glory of God in creation, and the glory of God revealed in his word, and the glory of God revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Praise God. So let's sing about that glory of God together. Sing, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Why don't we just turn to it? That's number 50 in the white book. Praise God. But before we sing, let's pray. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that we serve a great God. Lord, you're greater than all of our need, all of our problems. Lord Jesus, we pray that you'll give each one of us a greater sight of yourself today. We thank you, Lord, that your presence is here with us, and we pray that you will manifest yourself to each heart. We ask that each one will experience Jesus in some very real and precious way this morning and throughout this day. Lord, we pray for our home churches, that you'll visit each and every one that gathers this morning. We pray that you'll anoint your servants, give them your word. We pray that the Spirit of God will be poured out upon your people and that you will move freely among us. Fill us with faith, Lord. And Jesus, open our hearts to receive all that you want to say and minister this day, Lord. Oh, how greatly we need you And we thank you for these opportunities to draw near to God together. Hallelujah. We know that they're life-changing. And so, Lord, we pray, show forth your glory and your power and your beauty in this meeting and throughout our churches today. We ask it in your precious name. Amen. How great thou art, number 50.
Thank you. greater sight of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Himself, wherever God's people gather together, and He's there in the midst. Oh, it's right to praise Him and acknowledge. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we come into your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Savior, how we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Hallelujah.
Psalmist also says the Lord is in his holy temple, that all the earth keeps silent before him.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Trusting God for, then trust Him. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, Lord, what we're trusting you for, why we've come to camp, what we're expecting. You heard every prayer that we've been praying. Lord, we pray that in these days that we'll experience mighty answers to prayer. Lord, along the lines of healing, physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing, Lord, whatever we need, spiritual healing. Lord, we thank you that you're the Lord that heals us. And we're trusting you, Lord, to make us whole, every whit whole. And, Lord, to show us your glory along these lines. Lord, we just register our faith again this morning that you are at work to bring about wholeness in all of our lives. And, Jesus, we look to Calvary, where you finished the work, Lord, and did everything necessary for us to be all that God wants us to be, body, soul, and spirit. And so, Lord, we pray that in these days that the presence of the Lord will be near to us to heal, to set us free, Lord. Oh, God, let the power of God go through our bodies, through our souls. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you that you make everything right. And so we praise you this morning. Hallelujah. And open our hearts to your working. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't want to limit the Lord in any way. And every time we gather together, Jesus is here. Anything can happen. He knows what you've been praying about. He knows your need. And he's here to meet that need. You know, there's something special about this place dedicated to God. It's so easy to touch him, isn't it? It's so easy to pray and to get help from God. That's why he brings us here. because he wants to give that help to us. Hallelujah. And so let's believe for ourselves and for one another. You know, Jesus is glorified as he touches us, as he heals us, and that's what we want. It's not just for our own comfort, but we want Jesus to be glorified. He's the healer. People are to see that. People are to experience that. He's the same today as he ever was. Hallelujah. And he wants to show that to us. We heard last night that the theme of this year's Pilgrim Camp is godliness. In your devotional, it speaks there about training for godliness. And we're going to be considering that thought throughout our time together in different ways. And we're going to believe that God will produce that in us more greatly. Godliness, God-likeness. The devotional reading for this morning was a hymn that we love, "Oh, to be like thee." And, you know, sometimes we sing these songs, but it's nice to read them. Take time to think about the words and let them sink in a little bit. I remember talking to a relative of mine, and he said, you know, sometimes the music does not line up with the words as far as emphasizing these truths. And I never thought of that before. But sometimes the music makes an emphasis, and but the words themselves may place the emphasis somewhere else. Anyway, you can think about that a little bit. I think you'll sing some songs and you'll say, why are we pausing at this word? This is the word we should be emphasizing. And anyway, it's good to take time to read some of these songs. You know, you can take your hymn book and you can get down on your knees, and we've often been encouraged to do that at camp, and just read some of these songs and make them your prayers. They're such beautiful expressions of the desires that God has over us and the desires that he's put within our hearts. And so don't just sing the songs, but think about them. Sing them to him and make them your prayers. I'd like to sing this song with you. It's number 325. Perhaps we can bring our offering to the Lord as we sing. Again, the offering this morning is going into our children's fund to help children enjoy the blessings of Pilgrim Camp. The Bible tells us that Moses went up into the mountain and he spent time in the presence of God. God gave him there the Ten Commandments and the Book of the Law. And when Moses came down from the mountain, the Bible says that his face was glowing with the light of God's presence. The glory of God shone from his face. Can you picture that? A light, actual light that was seen, was emanating from the countenance of Moses. But the Bible tells us that under that covenant, before Jesus came into the world, that experience of God's glory was limited to certain few people, and it wasn't a lasting experience. That light began to fade after a while. He didn't live in that glory all the time. He said, but now the Apostle Paul tells us in Corinthians, it's different under the new covenant. Now that Jesus has come, he's made it possible for us to experience the glory of God all the time in increasing measure. But he says, but the glory of God is not a light that shines from your face. He said, but it's Christ-likeness that God develops in your life. That's the glory that God wants to be seen in us. We have electricity now. We don't need people glowing anymore. You can turn on the light. But we sure need a lot of people that look like Jesus, that act like Jesus, that talk like Jesus in this darkness, the darkness of this world. That's the light that this world needs. And so there he says in 2 Corinthians that as we spend time in the presence of God, opening our hearts, looking into his face, that we're changed into his likeness. And that glory will continue to develop and grow until Jesus comes. And then perhaps as we're in heaven, who knows, there may be no end to this glory that God has begun to manifest in our lives. And so when we sing, "Oh, to be like thee," we know that we're singing exactly what God has sent Jesus into the world to accomplish. He wants to take you and make you more like Jesus so that you can shine and draw people to him. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Sing that last verse. Let's pray for the campers that will be arriving tomorrow, and some of them are here already. Let's pray that God will let them see Jesus and the counselors and the workers, and that they'll be drawn to him because of the beauty of the Lord that is upon his people. We believe that God has been preparing their hearts. Much prayer has been going up for these boys and girls, and we want them to step right into his wonderful presence as they come upon these grounds, to sense there's something different about being together with people that love Jesus, and something different about singing these songs, worshiping him, feeling his presence, and so on. Praise God. And so, Sister Gisella, I didn't warn you ahead of time, but you're used to this, I'm sure, but could you please pray for all the cottagers, the villagers, all the children and young people that are headed this way, please.
Dear Jesus, we thank you that you are can come to you this morning and just lift up all the children and young girls that will be coming up to camp for second period, God. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you're already doing even now as they're, some are here, Lord, some are on their way tomorrow, Jesus, but we come to you and with great faith, Father, that you're going to do a mighty work in the lives of these children, these young girls, Father. I pray that you prepare the counselors as well, God. Give them your spirit.
Yes.
Give them your wisdom, your discernment, Lord God, your love, for moments of just showing your love to these young ones, Lord. And where we feel ill-equipped, God, I pray that you equip us, Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you just come. That where we lack words as well, Jesus, that you just come.
Yes, through your word, Lord.
We believe before this,
and
we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. We pray that you'll strengthen these counselors, Lord. We know that they've been very busy getting ready, and some are tired. But, Lord, we pray that you'll quicken them and fill them with your life, Lord. Every worker here, Lord, we pray that day by day, yes, you'll enable us to draw life from you, Lord, to be our best for you. Give us strength according to our responsibilities. As our days are, so shall our strength be. We claim it, Lord, and we thank you, Jesus. Oh, this is your work, and Lord, you equip us and you enable us to serve you. And so we thank you for the privilege, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's sing that last verse.
Oh, to be like
gathering around the Lord's table tonight for communion. We like to do that as we receive a new group, counselors and children. And so let's be preparing our hearts throughout the day. You know, sometimes you serve communion in church and people let the communion plate pass them by. I noticed that as a minister sitting on the platform. And I wonder, how come that person didn't take communion? Well, my first question is, are they born again? Have they received Christ into their life? If they haven't done that, then they shouldn't take communion. They're not ready for that yet, because communion represents the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can only appreciate that as we receive Christ into our lives. But then I noticed that some people don't take communion because they had an argument with their husband or wife in the car on the way to church, or with the kids. Or maybe they made a mistake during the week and they're condemning themselves. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. You'll never be worthy. But Jesus says through the Apostle Paul, let a man examine himself and then let him partake. He never says, examine yourself, and then come to the conclusion, I can't partake communion today. Look into your heart. If things are not right between you and God, that's the time to make them right, and then to receive help through communion by trusting Christ, taking in his body, taking in his blood, by faith, to get the help you need. And Brother Edwin used to often talk about that. So let them eat. And so I never let the plate pass me by after that. But I thought, well, I've been intending to deal with God about this, and now is the time to do it. And I'm always glad when I do, because God always meets me. Praise God. So think about that as you come to the house of the Lord tonight.